Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. We're going to talk about former UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Remember him? The guy who wrecked the UK's gold deposits, the guy who led his party to an electoral defeat. Do you remember Gordon Brown? Remember Gordon Brown, the guy who called his electorates bigots? Remember that one? Yeah, that guy. I thought he'd gone to, you know, ye olde retirement home for clapped out political mediocre failures. But no, Gordon's back. Where is Gordon back? Well, he's back writing in The Guardian. Well, of course, if there was ever anywhere that would pay any attention to this absolute clown, it is The Guardian. And so I read with some amusement, Gordon Brown writes, "A new COVID variant is no surprise when rich countries are hoarding vaccines." And this is a very strange angle that certain leftists want to take. They're trying to set up this notion that somehow, because the poorest countries haven't had a huge uptake in vaccines, this is the responsibility of richer countries, and we must do everything possible to get them jabbed. Especially in Africa, 1.2 billion, jab them. So much opportunity to jab their Gordon Brown, right? But Gordon is a remarkably stupid article, because he starts off by saying Western countries are destroying surplus doses of vaccine whilst the poorest nations go without. This must change. Well, why must it change, Gordon Brown? Why must it change? Why do those nations who don't have a COVID issue, why must they be getting vaccines? And he goes on to say, "Despite the repeated warnings of health leaders or failure to put vaccines into the arms of people in the developing world." Note the language, "into the arms." It's getting very vivid, isn't it? Very graphic. Despite our failure to put vaccines into the arms of people in the developing world, it's now coming back to haunt us. We were forewarned, and yet here we are. So basically, in the absence of mass vaccination, COVID is not only spreading uninhibited amongst unprotected people, but is mutating with new variants emerging out of the poorest countries and now threatening to unleash themselves on even fully vaccinated people in the richest countries of the world. But hey, Gordon, if your vaccines worked, what would the problem be? How can you be so stupid as to say that, David? It's obvious. The problem is that it's because we haven't jabbed enough of these poor people that the virus is able to do its mutation. And so that's the counter argument. It's a nonsense, spurious argument without any scientific basis behind it. However, he goes on to say basically that he suggests that the vaccination rate in the six countries now subject to UK travel bans, these are the Southern African countries, the vaccinate is dangerously below the 40% target that was set for December. Who set the 40% target? Why should we worry about 40%? In Zimbabwe, only 25% have had a first vaccine. Good. And just 19% of the population are fully vaccinated. Good. He goes on to cry about the fact in Lesotho, again, 27 and 22% of vaccination levels. Namibia, only 14%. And while South Africa has achieved 27%, in rural areas, it's in single figures. I remember doing a podcast on this a little while ago, drawing your attention to the fact that if we look at the prevalence of COVID-19 deaths throughout Africa, we discover it's tiny. It's absolutely tiny. And that's the only metric that measures. All the other metrics, this, we've got to get to 40%. No. We don't have to get to 40%. If the African people are able to cope without vaccination, I say leave them alone. Leave them alone. Now, I can understand that Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, they wouldn't see it like that. They would think, what an opportunity. 1.2 billion arms, or in fact, actually 2.4 billion arms we can jab this into. So that is why the big pharma countries, companies would want that. But what is Gordon Brown's excuse? Why does he want to have this huge, largely speaking, poor population, largely speaking, unaffected from COVID-19? Why does he want to have them jabbed? It's very, very strange, isn't it? Apart from the fact that he's just another salesman for Big Pharma. Like most of these people, that's what we've become. The entire political class and the entire media class have become salespeople for Big Pharma. They don't give a toss about the actual people concerned. They're just useful targets, really, for want of a better word. So furthermore, Gordon Brown, you're so anxious to get the African continent, particularly, jabbed up to 40%. But heads up, the UK is 80%, Ireland's 90%, Gibraltar's 100%, and the number of cases is rising, and the number of deaths is rising. And those cases and deaths are not rising from an alleged new variant, but it's from the alleged Delta variant. Now, I've got to tell you, I've got to be honest with you folks, I dispute these variants, because the only way they can say if it's a new variant is if they've completely dissected the actual genome sequence. And we keep hearing about, oh yeah, but in the labs, we've broken down the genome sequence. Have they? So can they then share with the world, so we can all understand, please, exactly what is the COVID-19 virus? I just want to see that. Can we not have that information, guys? Why is that a secret? Is there a reason why it's a secret? I wonder why that might be. So, I mean, there you go, folks. We have Gordon Brown, the original doomster and gloomster in The Guardian, demanding that we jab essentially the African continent. I mean, never mind feed the world, do they know it's Christmas time? It's jab the world, do they know it's vaccine time? Thanks so much for listening.